And as it started to work and I started to drift off to a happier place, it happened. He farted. It was the loudest release of gas I have ever heard in my entire life. There are no real words for me to describe to you what this was, other than it sounded like a foghorn. And it wasn't quick either, it was long. It was a long, powerful foghorn, and it actually shook the bed. And me as well. It shook me. It shook me to the core. So now I tense up, not knowing what's gonna happen next, because surely the beast has been awakened by his own fart. But nothing, he doesn't stir. And then it happens again, and again, and again. He proceeds to fart every 2 minutes for the next hour. Some more powerful than others. Each one had its own little quirky personality. One came with such force that it actually lifted him from the bed. One had such a deep, bellowing nature that I was frightened that Ireland had been altered at its core. I curled up into a ball and pushed myself as far over the other side of the bed in order to comfort myself and make a small target. I envisioned pink lavender being wrapped around me, like a ribbon of protection, a bubble of love. But nothing could protect me. They just kept coming. So I started to count between them. 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, hoping that the distance between them might be great enough that I might fall asleep. But no, it wasn't. And I didn't. Finally, as light started to fill the room, I quietly reached for my purse, my eyes burning with grief. And he stirred. Before he could speak, I just blurted out, "I need a cab." At which point he sat up, turned up the volume of the TV, and said, "Star Trek will be on in 5 minutes. I'll walk you down after that." "That's okay," I said. "I'll find it." I left. I left that day not knowing where I was going, but knowing that life would never be the same. And as I stood alone in the rain on the streets of the Irish ghetto, I felt reborn and really hungover. And I needed to find peace in that moment with myself and with the fact that my Daniel Day-Lewis is a flatulent Trekkie. Now, you would think it would end there, but it doesn't. A few months ago, the farting rapist, we'll call him Ray, because that's his name. He Facebook friend requested me with a message that read, "Hola, muchacha. Remember me?" I wanted to write back, "You know, Raymond, I do remember you. It's hard to forget being fart raped by an assumed member of the IRA." But instead, I hit ignore and went back to spying on people from high school that I hated. Thank you.